The Click and Go Travel Podcast, fueling your wanderlust with far-flung, off-the-beaten-track destinations to just across the water and everything in between.
Welcome back to the Click and Go Travel Podcast. This week, Paul and I are delighted to be joined in studio with a very special guest, Ethna Williamson, Vice President of Princess Cruises UK and Europe. Ethna is here to give us an inside look at what makes Princess Cruises such a fantastic holiday choice, from the newest ship experiences to the best itineraries, and from tips to getting the most value from your cruise. Hi, Paul. Hi, Ethna. You're very welcome.
You're very welcome, Ethna. Hello, Jill. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for joining us today. We're very excited to hear all about Princess.
It's great to be here. So thank you very much.
Yeah. And great to have an Irish voice as the head of Princess UK and Europe.
Yeah, I feel incredibly proud. It's one of those where there's a number of us Irish in the cruise industry, and I know how proud we are of our heritage and of our companies and what we're achieving. It's brilliant.
It is true. Like, you know, we were chatting earlier, like the Irish consumer is still kind of, I think, finding their way with cruise.
Yeah.
But in terms of some of the very large brands in the UK are heavily dominated by Irish people. Which is great. So it's kind of like a lot of stuff in the UK. You know, the good Irish people find their way to the top.
And I think it's that point of then, you know, I was also having, you know, the chat about the people who from Ireland who do cruise love it so much. And it's just about trying to sort of encourage and educate more people to get out and give it a go. Because I think there's that point where there's so many different cruise lines. And I think it's that bit of the importance of the conversation with the travel agent and, you know, to get that advice of what's the right cruise for me. And that's why it's great that you also do this type of thing and get that education out there, right? Because it is about finding the right one for you as a holidaymaker and getting out and giving it a go and enjoying it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So let's start with you. And chat about your career and how you got into cruise holidays, how you start working for cruise lines and your role in Princess.
Yeah.
So let's start with you.
So, born and bred Dublin, and I'm one of six. My mum still lives in Rathfarnham in the house that they bought when they got married. And three of my brothers and one of my sisters still live in Dublin. So it's really nice when I come home to spend some time with them. And then one of my sisters is in the UK as I am based there. So I actually went to university over in the UK, then came back to Ireland and lived and worked in Dublin for a few years. Sort of went back across to the UK, initially in banking. And I was worked in banking through the banking crisis. So I was no one's friend for a while there, I can tell you. Moved to the coast, wanted to live by the sea. And I started actually initially with P&O Cruises over 11 years ago in communications initially. And then I sort of did a number of different roles actually over the time. So I've done communications roles, but strategy and planning roles. I chaired our business based in India. And then through COVID, I actually looked after getting all of our crew home, getting them vaccinated and getting them back onto the ship. So, and that was an amazing experience because working with our crew, they're the heart of all of our business. Mm. And it's just really good to have that experience. But then when the opportunity came up for Princess, I jumped at the chance. And it was interesting because I had sailed on Princess actually with my husband while I was still working for P&O Cruises and Cunard. And we both had loved it. And that helped because this role that I have now involves quite a lot of travel, which is great. But it does mean my husband is abandoned on a quite regular basis. So it was good to have his buy-in that of taking on Princess because he gets to enjoy coming sailing.
Good, good, good. So you touched on a couple of brands there. So like P&O, Cunard, which is the Great Transatlantic Association,
yes.
I think, and Princess are all part of Carnival Cruises.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about Carnival and the brands that they have, because as a brand, it's a huge American corporation. And I think people know the Carnival brand, but they don't know the Carnival brand in this market, I think.
Yes. So you've got sort of a Carnival Corporation, and within Carnival Corporation is, yes, the Carnival Cruise Line brand. And that's sort of, you know, all about fun. And it's it's a big sort of US, really big focused brand there. And then we've got in the sort of central Europe as such is Costa, which is more of the Italian brand. Yeah. Aida, which is more of the German brand.
Oh, I didn't realize Aida was on
And then Princess, which is more of that international. So yes, a lot of American, but its history has been that point of much more of international, both from a sourcing perspective, but also from a sailing perspective. So it's more of that, you know, going to over 330 destinations, and it's, you know, a little bit more of that. P&O Cruises, as you say, obviously quite UK focused. Cunard, which has that point of, it is the English, but it's the sort of traditional, which gets a lot of international guests that like that sort of luxury traditional cruise. And then we've also got Seabourn, which is the ultra luxury brand as well. So, and Holland America Line. So it's a real array. But it does mean as an opportunity to work for Carnival Corporation is incredible, because there's so many wonderful brands, great opportunity, and good to be able to sort of, you know, for us working together to promote cruise, and then make sure that we then find the right cruise line for each guest.
Yeah. Wow. Like it's an incredible range of brands. Yeah. And as you say, some are almost quite market specific or source market specific. Yes. And then others like Princess are more international. In terms of what they do. So really, really interesting. And many Irish in the business, or are you kind of one of the standard bearers?
There's quite a few of us, including within the Princess team, actually. There's a couple of us as well. And it's great because it's that point of, I suppose, I think wherever you go in the world now, you meet fellow Irish,
there,
don't you?
It's the diaspora.
Yeah.
Like there's, only 5 million of us at home?
But you seem to be everywhere. Yeah.
Everywhere else, like there's another 40, 50 million of us, whatever happened there. And in terms of going back to the story of Princess Cruises then, like the brand, I think, is 6 years old this year?
Yes. So 1965, and it started with a bit of that
great
sort
year,
of,
by the way, folks.
Yeah. But the Mexican Riviera was where it started, you know.
Okay.
And then what happened, I think the big thing for the Princess brand was the Love Boat show. So 1977 to 1986 was the Love Boat. Over 40 million people watched that series.
Wow.
And it just sort of turned cruising into a little bit of a different sort of more mainstream consideration holiday for many people. And, you know, we'll still have the point of when you're on the ship and when we're leaving some of the ports, and rather than just the horn being played with the ship leaving, it's actually got the theme, the Love Boat theme tune comes out as the horn, which is just so funny. And and so there's a little bit of that still there, you know.
Wow. So 60 years is tons of like history and culture and the brand. And
absolutely. And you know, it's evolved in a really lovely way of that point of there's an authenticness about the cruising experience on board the ship. But then, you know, we've got incredible technology on board. So the medallion class experience, you know, that really changes things. So you've got that sort of authentic sort of traditional cruise experience, but with technology that enables you to have a really good sort of service. And it's not technology for technology's sake. It's there to deliver
a great experience.
Experience on board, you know.
Brilliant. So in terms of like, Jill, we'll come back to some of your questions.
Yeah.
But we might just keep with that theme of what makes Princess different. What do you see makes Princess different in the cruise industry?
There's a few things. So one, I think what's great with Princess is that point of that authentic cruise experience of the medallion class really does change the experience on board. So it's, for those who don't know what we mean by medallion. So it's basically, it's a circular sort of 10p size device that's wearable. So you can have it on a lanyard. We also have like bracelets, necklaces, watches, etc. And That means that gives you access to, you'll walk along, your room will unlock as you approach a room and say, welcome, Etna, and unlock the room and in you go, right? Which is just wonderful. Yeah, so you don't need to start trying to find your card or where did I put it, or because you're wearing the device all the time. So it's there and it's on you and you can go through. But it also is that point of going where you've got, so if you're, you can find your way to anywhere on the ship, right? So if I'm sort of in my room, but I'm going, oh, I want to go to such a restaurant, or I want to go to a bar, and I can put it in and sort of tell me the route. But as because it's a wearable device, as I'm walking, it will update my route. So it's not like you have to look and then remember what you're doing. It is that point of you've got your own little sat nav to get around the ship. You've got a point where you can locate your party, right? So everybody who's traveling together. And you can also do it actually with sort of, so I went on last year with my stepdaughters and their boyfriends. And so what we did with them is we sort of created a party and then you accept for the person to know where you are. So you can't just track people, right? So you do actually have to accept. And but then you can sort of see where everybody is. And it's just a really nice and easy way to sort of get around and do things. But what's lovely is that point then, you know, is you'll walk up to the bar and then people can sort of talk to you by your name, or they'll know what drink you've had. Or I remember like it was our wedding anniversary and we sort of arrived and they'll be like, Mr. and Mrs. Williamson, happy anniversary. And it's just so lovely.
Aww,
it just
really
enables that personalized experience to come through a little bit more and just makes the experience on board so much easier, you know, which is really lovely.
I just found it just so practical.
Yeah.
Like it's tech. It's not difficult to use.
Yeah.
It's just instead of your room key.
Yeah.
Like you have a medallion.
Medallion. Yeah.
That has multi functionality. You know? And I loved what you were saying about the door. Like that happens to you. Like you're just walking down the corridor and you're maybe two doors away from your room and you hear the door click open.
Yeah.
And it has a, you know, welcome Paul and Brian or welcome whoever back to your room.
Yeah.
And you're not Foosing, where did I put the key card? Where did I put this? I've stuff in my hand, I've wet togs, I've whatever.
Yeah.
It just opens. And at the bar, oh hi Paul, what would you like to drink? Would you like to have another, you know, Negroni? Would you like to have another Aperol spritz?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think it's really good practical use of tech.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's brilliant. It sounds really cool.
And it is that thing of, you know, because sometimes you can feel it's sort of like, oh, tech for tech's sake. It is not. It really is about the experience.
Yeah.
And then I think it's just that point where, you know, what that also enables is you can go on those big ships with lots of restaurants and bars and lots of opportunities, but still have some of the service and personalized service of maybe a smaller ship. But also I think there's that point of the quality then to that point, the quality of the dining, the main room, main dining room and everything is great, but you also get lots of choice with the specialty dining.
Yeah.
And there's some just stunning restaurants. And, you know, really good quality entertainment. And, you know, it's that sort of rounded sort of experience. And for me, what I like on board as well is that sort of there is an international feel, particularly I think when you sail in the Med, because you've got sort of your US guests, your Australian, your Asia, your Spanish, your French, your English, your Irish, your Scottish. Like there's a real lovely flavour and mix on the ship.
I think that makes such a difference when you're on board, because it's not that we've anything against any particular nationality, but when you have a really nice mix it kind of keeps everybody in check and nobody kind of dominates or gets too rowdy. Or gets too present. And like Princess, like we've lots of family in Australia, and Princess seems to be the preferred brand in Australia. Yeah. Like it was always interesting when my cousins or my aunts and uncles would talk about we're going on a cruise, and I'd say, oh, who with? Princess. Yeah. Or pals of ours who'd come to Europe all the time, we'd meet Patrick in Barcelona.
Yeah.
And he would literally have got off or be getting on a princess cruise.
Yeah.
So he would transfer from being, you know, based in Australia and cruising with Princess out of Australia to cruising the Princess out of Europe.
It also has an interesting benefit of the fact of like the Americans like to sort of generally, we're generalizing, but you know, Americans eat a bit earlier, right? And then sort of UK, Irish, sort of middly, and then the sort of Central Europeans later. And and it just, but that all helps the flow of the ship, right? Because you've not got everybody wanting to do the same thing at the same time.
Yeah, and you don't have a sense of one nationality dominating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think you're so right about the food, because like I was on Sun Princess last year when it launched, and Kathleen, our brand manager, was on Star Princess earlier this year. And in fairness, what you're saying about the quality of the food and the speciality dining, even main dining, didn't feel like main dining in terms of a main restaurant area when we talk about main dining. Sometimes we use cruise words that we shouldn't, but the speciality and the main restaurants were absolutely really, really good quality. And Kathleen found the same. So it definitely is an elevated experience, I feel, in terms of a brand and in terms of its proposition in the marketplace. So kind of we're getting a flavor for, there's loads of culture and history in the brand.
Yes.
But it's very much a contemporary, elevated in terms of pitch. Where do you pitch?
So, and that's for me is coming in as a premium
experience.
You know, but elevated, absolutely. And I think it is that point of it's a personalized service, but you know, so I think sometimes there's a point where people talk to me about sort of going, it's premium, but maybe feels a little bit uncomfortable sometimes because it's maybe the service and things like that can feel a little. Whereas I think on Princess, it feels that sort of authentic, engaged, natural, but just really good service, but in a lovely, relaxed, personable way. But just, you know, the quality of the rooms that you're staying in, the quality of the food, the quality of the entertainment, the quality of the open spaces that we've got, you know, it gives you that premium feeling and that point where you just feeling really well looked after, you know.
Brilliant. You also touched on the destination piece, which I think when we started to work with Princess a couple of years ago, that was very much almost where we were thinking, that's the focus. That's where, you know, our angle is, because your destination and the range of destinations that Princess Cruises have is even more broad than most anybody else in the marketplace.
Over 330 destinations, 17 cruise ships. So, you know, there really is that point of going wherever somebody wants to go, we're going to be going there, right? Yeah. You know, so from Ireland, the most popular destination is going to the Met.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
But what's really nice is that we sort of seeing a little bit more also coming through for Asia, for instance.
Yes.
And that popularity increasing is really nice, because from 2027, we've then two ships and a year-round ship from Japan. And Japan is proving more and more popular all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think particularly because it's such an incredibly interesting place to go to, but maybe a little bit intimidating for some people as to how to navigate being in Japan. And so a cruise ship is just an amazing way to see it, because you're getting to sort of go to multiple destinations and get to have it, but in a way that you've can sort of come back and still have a bit of, you know, safety.
There is no better way to get around Japan, because it is like, well, it's a couple of islands to begin with.
Yeah.
And the center spine of that island is Alpine.
Yes.
So I think most of Japan is literally on the coast. Most of where people live and where the interesting visits are coastal.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I totally agree. It is a bit daunting.
Yeah.
Just in terms of, I think people have a perception that it's very expensive.
Yes.
Or that they're not familiar. And how do I get from A to B? And
The sign, none of the signs are in, you know, it's not that point where you can sort of work out what that means. It's like, I have absolutely no idea, you know, but you can sort of get some of that experience. But, you know, and as you say, it is incredibly expensive. Whereas, you know, cruising there is then, you know, goes through.
So affordable. So you're going to have one ship based.
So we've one ship will be year round, and then a second ship will come through, but, you know, does lots of the sort of, you know, the Singapore, the Asia, the, you know, really great experience.
And Hong Kong and Singapore and Thailand.
Yeah.
And there is just so much to see. And they are also close by.
Yeah. So
it becomes very easy to put an itinerary together for the cruise lines that takes in a couple of the Asian destinations. Yeah. And then the flight capacity from here and the flight access from here is just brilliant.
It's really good.
And the other really important thing I think that people need to think about is when the cruise lines are pricing, it's almost agnostic as to destination, isn't it? Like it doesn't cost, like the flight is the changing cost factor.
Yeah, absolutely.
It isn't really the cost of the ship in the destination or the cost for the consumer.
And, you know, particularly if you're sort of having a look around and thinking about different times and, you know, there's just incredible value to be had out there, like really, really good. But one of the other big things, I think, for Princess as well is Alaska.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
And so now we've got 8 ships out of Alaska. So it's sort of, it's just incredible on that point. But there's that point where we're going, because you'll also have a bit where, so there is some Vancouver, there is some Seattle, yeah. there is sort of, you know, it's that point of just so much choice and opportunity on the piece going through. But I've actually just this morning confirmed my booking. Very, very excited. I'm bringing my husband and we're going to go in May and we're going to sail from Vancouver to Anchorage, and then we're going to do the train. So Princess have their own train and it's a glass topped
train. Oh, lovely. Wow. Lovely.
And then go through and go to the wilderness lodges that are also owned by Princess. So you basically do a cruise tour. So I've chosen, there's lots of different options that you can pick, but I've chosen a 12-day cruise Brilliant. Tour. So I'll have my 7-day cruise and then, yeah, my 5 days of going and having that train and that wilderness experience. That sounds, so so excited. Wow. So looking forward to that one.
And again, like we talked about Japan, but Alaska's another destination. Yes. I always use Alaska when I hit obstacles with people about cruise.
Yeah.
And I always say to them, look, forget all your nonsense there. You can't do Alaska any other way than on a ship.
Yeah.
It's just not really feasible. So do Alaska as your first cruise and then come back to me with all your nonsense prejudice. And they never come back, with anything other than, we're going again.
Oh my gosh, that was amazing.
How do we repeat that? Yeah. How do we do this? Yeah. Where can we go? What do you think we should do next? Yeah. Because I think Alaska, for me, even though it's quite a way away and it's quite a big jump for somebody who has never cruised, I think it really ticks the box in terms of why cruise.
Yes.
Because again, you've no packing, no unpacking. You're getting to see somewhere different.
It is amazing.
Mind-blowing scenery.
Yeah.
And then I think to combine it, because we did something similar. We did a flight into Calgary, hired a car, did Banff
a couple
of nights.
Yeah.
Then did the Rocky Mountaineer, another open glass top train from Banff to Vancouver through Kamloops. It was only 2 days, but it was stunning.
It's just stunning.
And then a couple of nights in Vancouver. But I'd love to do, like we did Vancouver. So we went up to Hubbard Glacier, came back. So you're doing one way from
Vancouver.
We're
doing one way and then up to Anchorage. And then we finish in Fairbanks. And now, there is not a direct flying from Fairbanks back in, but we'll just do a flight into Seattle and then back. So,
and like
you know,
the air connections out of Ireland now are fabulous.
Yes.
Because Alaska is summer only. Japan is year round, but Alaska is summer only. So pretty much, I think for most people, it's kind of May to end September, even into October. And like it is, and like you've direct with Aer Lingus into Seattle, you've direct with, I think, Air Canada or some of the other US or Canadian carriers into Vancouver. And you also have Calgary as a direct with some of the carriers as well. So there's just so much
option. Choice. Yeah.
It's so good.
And one of the things I was talking about with somebody the other day, so Alaska, sometimes people are going, oh, I'd love to see it, but you know, all those views and you need to be outside and it's cold and all the rest of it. And so, but you know, and then you're like, right, well, one, you can dress for the weather and all the rest of it. But another lovely angle will be, so Star Princess is going to be sailing in Alaska. And what's quite unusual about that is the new ships, both Star Princess and Sun Princess, so they're sister ships.
Yes. Right?
And we call them the Sphere class. But they are an engineering marvel, both in inside, but also the structure of the ship itself. And it can actually go through the Panama Canal.
Yeah, I was thinking as you were saying, if Star is sailing out of Alaska, it has to get through Panama. Through,
right. And so it's quite unusual that a bigger ship can actually, and the bigger, navigate, and you don't normally have the big new ships in Alaska.
Yeah.
So she's quite unusual with that. So one, you've got all this sort of 30 restaurants and bars and all the choices and everything else. But also what's amazing is she has so much glass.
Yes.
So the center of the ship is a sphere and it goes over sort of the 5 floors where you can sort of sit in the center of the piazza looking out onto the sea. But you've also then got sort of in the stern, you've got a point of being able to sort of be able to the restaurants out all look out over the sea. You know, the signature lounge looks out over it. You know, when you come to the front of the ship, you've got a point of the dome, the which is dome. Just a stunning,
indoor outdoor pool.
Oh, just amazing area. So, and like, you know, and that actually has temperature controlled space. So you can lie in that sort of, you know, looking up at the sky. And so there's a point of being able to sort of go on one of the new ships that's got lots of activities on board, but also so many opportunities from within the ship to be able to look out at the incredible destinations that you're sailing in, which will just be an awesome experience. And she'll sail from Seattle.
8 ships out of the fleet of 17. That's nearly half your fleet is Alaska-based for the summer. That's incredible.
Yeah.
It just shows the demand. And I think it speaks to the demand.
Yes.
And like Alaska works no matter where you're flying from.
Yeah,
you know, it's
absolutely.
Not just all US, Canadian. It's
No.
Everybody has it as a bucket list. And that's why I kind of encourage it. It's on your bucket list. Just do it.
Do it.
It'll get you over
any
of your cruise prejudice.
Yeah.
But wow, yeah. And great, like, I was on, as I said, on Sun, and Kathleen was on Star, and they're both very new. Star launched this year, Sun launched last year.
Yeah.
One of the other kind of things that people sometimes say is the ships are big, but they're not big in terms of feeling or the sense of big.
Yeah.
And I think what's nice about a lot of the ships that are being developed now, they are large ships, but they're using the public space really well.
Yeah.
You know, rather than cramming or ramming in more and more rooms for more and more people, you're getting the right size, you're getting a great onboard experience for the consumer, which is what it's all about at the end of the day, because we all want those consumers to either book on board for the next one whilst they're on board, or come straight back home and pick up the phone and say, where am I off to next? Yeah.
And like, I've been on board where people are sort of saying, oh, like, what's the occupancy on board? And I'm like, it's full. And they're like, how can it be full?
Yeah.
And because just with the way, again, that the ship has been built, it's sort of got all these, the sort of the different rooms, the different spaces, the different areas. And so it's sort of, you know, you don't, because people sometimes think, oh my God, there's thousands on board. I'm going to feel like I'm being herded everywhere. And you're like, no, not at all. And I think that's just getting over that perception and getting on and giving it a go.
Great. And just maybe talking about the food and entertainment and so on, like, for travelers who like a mix of relaxation and activities, what are the must, like, can't miss activities to do or experiences to do on a princess ship?
Oh, there's so many different ways. And that's one of the things that I love about being on a cruise, is to get that balance that you can do as sort of as much or as little as you want, right? And so one of the things that I found quite fun to do that maybe people don't think of is also some dance classes, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, from that point of being a bit of activity. So yes, we've got the gym, we've got great Pilates classes, and we've got great, you know, and the cycle classes. And so they're all there, and they're all available. And they're all, you know, particularly if you've got your package, you can get all of these classes.
Yeah.
The gym's for everybody, but all of the classes become available. And they're really good quality.
Yeah.
But just also, there's some quite different things that you maybe, you know, just get to sort of go along. And because, of course, there's great quality dancers on board the ship, and they'll come and give that time to be able to give it a go. And it's just also a bit of fun, you know, as you go through. Then, as you say, incredible dining, incredible entertainment. But, you know, the relaxation piece is also, there's the sort of, a point where you can go from being in the heart of the ship around the main pool, where there's the DJ and there's energy and there's, you know, and there's films going on and there's a real buzz. Or you can go to parts of the ship that are just nice and quiet and nice and chilled, and, you know, and a little bit more sort of secluded area. And that's what's lovely, to be able to do that sort of, if you're feeling like I want to go and have a bit of fun and a bit of dance and a bit of whatever, or if I want to just go and read my book and just have a bit of quiet time.
Yeah.
Now, for me, when I sailed on Sun Princess, we did the Sanctuary Collection, and I was in the Sanctuary Club. And I have to say, I don't know how I'm ever going to go back, to be honest. I have spoiled myself. The Sanctuary Club was incredible.
So that's your kind of ship within a ship.
It is.
Yeah. That's your business class kind of service.
Yeah. And it's, and so that's on Sun Princess and Star Princess.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so all suites are included, some of the mini suites, and actually some of the balconies.
Wow.
And so they've done it that way. So there's sort of a point of you don't have to go to the suite to be able to have the experience. Now, if you're in the suite, you also get access to the suite lounge, the signature lounge. But if you're in the mini suite or the balcony, as then you don't have access to that. But you do have access to the Sanctuary restaurant, but also the Sanctuary Club. And the club has its own pool, has, you know, sort of more beds, like bigger beds with more space. Yeah. We'll also, there's you can do some of the Pilates or yoga classes there. They've got some live music, but like more sort of that, or you know, like guitar playing or things like that.
Okay.
Just really, really nice vibe. And you may have seen on some of the social posts, but they've got a wall that when you ring the bell, the hand comes out and hands you a glass of champagne. It's just amazing. It's really brilliant. For me, that just was the perfect place to relax and just sort of get comfy, read a book and just switch off from everything. Heaven.
And that's an adults only section, is it?
Yes, so that's 16 plus.
Okay.
And then on our other ships, we have the Sanctuary, but it works slightly differently. It's also 16 plus, but you buy either a half day or a day pass, or you can buy for your whole duration on that piece going through. So it's just on Sun Princess and Star Princess that your room becomes the Sanctuary, and you get the restaurant and everything with
it. Brilliant.
But yeah.
So it's a lovely service, because I think this is really important. Like, you know, you get the benefit of all the facilities on the ship.
Yeah.
And yet you have that exclusivity.
You have
that kind of extra touch of luxury for, you know, you want to spoil yourself. You know, you paid off the mortgage.
Yeah.
It's time to spend a little bit more money on you.
Yes.
There's great products out there that don't feel stuffy and don't feel clunky, and you can still be totally relaxed
but
feel even more spoiled.
Yeah, which is important.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, and in terms of like just also traveling styles for couples, families and groups of friends, how does Princess tailor the experience for each of these kind of groups?
So I think that also is probably one of the best things about cruise is that point that actually you can adapt and make it work for you and whoever's traveling. So if I think from a point of, for me, you know, one of the great things is that sort of multi-gen experience.
Yeah.
So I sailed with my mum, but like, as I said, last year I sailed, so my husband, stepdaughters and their boyfriends, and they're early 20s.
Yeah.
And we've had a number of holidays together, and this was, for me, the best holiday. Actually, for all of us, it was the best holiday that we've had. The only holiday where nobody fell out with each other or got a bit grumpy. Definitely me in the past have done a bit of that. But, you know, from that point, because what we did before, so I got everybody Premier, so that all the drinks were included, all the specialty dining was included, and I knew everybody was sort of there and looked after. And then we booked like our first night, our middle night and our last night to eat together. And then after that, we sort of go in, pick what you want to do. And the great thing is when you're on board on the app is all of the details, and actually a lot of it's on before you even get on board, so you can book things in. And you go through and then you start and you can just basically, oh, I fancy this. So you can just sort of bookmark things and create your own diary of the things that you want to do. And it just enables people to be able to sort of choose what's right for them.
Yeah.
And people would sort of turn around and say, I'm going to go do this. Does anybody fancy coming? And then, you know, but it was just nice and relaxed that people were able to sort of get involved in what they wanted. And that's why I think it's really good for that point. And I know I've got friends who have gone with family, so younger family, and the kids have loved the Kids Club.
Okay.
Absolutely love the Kids Club. Now, Princess is slightly different than some of the other cruise lines, and it's not about the sort of the big
water slides
and things like that. You know, it has really, really good quality children's clubs and for all the different sort of relevant different age groups. Really good sort of, you know, we've got this sort of movies under the stars and you know, lots of pools, lots of good choices on the dining, etc. And also because of the medallion and the wearable, so if you've got the kids, so you can get the watches and do the medallion. Yeah. It's all waterproof. And I've had people who've sort of, they've just been able to give their kids like that little bit more freedom than they normally would, because they can see where they are on their phone all the time, you know. And it just has that point of being able to sort of just create an experience that works just really well. And I think when you've got kids coming back to your room and that door unlocking in seventh heaven, when you've got all the various bits and pieces that you're to carry in. But
it's so true. You know, I think sticking with that multi-gen thing for cruise holidays, I don't think, you know, and this would apply to Princess, and I think you and I would have a very kind of global view of the industry when we're talking about this, that it is far and away the best multi-generational offering for a holiday.
Yeah.
There's no question. There's no land-based holiday, no land-based resort that has that amount of restaurants, bars, facilities, entertainment, pools, quiet areas, play areas, fun stuff to do. It just doesn't exist. No. There isn't one.
Yeah.
Like, you know, somebody can shout at me, Sandy, because, and yeah, they're at that standard, but they don't have that actual choice. Then you're in the one place.
Yes, exactly.
Whereas with the cruise, it's the variety. And my brother-in-law and his wife and their four boys went on Sun Princess last year. They saw all our videos and photographs, and they were like, oh yeah, we'll do that. That was it. Yeah. That kind of convinced them.
Yeah.
But the boys range from, the eldest would be kind of mid-20s. He's just finished med school. The youngest is still secondary school, going into junior cert this year on transition. So quite a range. And four lads, like lads from kind of, let's say 15 to 25, going with mom and dad.
Yeah.
Heaven.
Yeah.
It just worked. They loved it. Like they have said, Tom and Elaine have said, I don't think we would have had a holiday in the Med or in the States that would have actually kept everybody happy.
Yes. Yeah.
And they had the freedom, exactly as you said, they had the freedom of being able to go off themselves and have a little bit of quiet time, you know, meal time, private time, have a look at the app, not to check on the kids, but just even that bit of security around.
Yeah.
Yeah, peace that's of mind, all fine. Yeah. It's all cool. They're down there. Yeah. I can see them in Park 19 or whatever the area was. And it just absolutely worked a treat. And I know it from my parents, because like my parents are both 89.
Yeah.
We take them on holidays where we can. And cruise just works.
Yeah.
And we meet them for breakfast. Then we don't see them until dinner time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like they don't want to see us. We don't want to see them. Yeah. But, you know.
You're there, and it's just
everybody has the choice, and everybody can do what they want, and then it comes back to the value piece, Ethna, because I really think cruise knocks it out of the park when it comes to value for money. When you think of the level of service that you're getting on a ship relative to the level of service in a hotel, like Jill, you're in a hotel, and you know your room gets cleaned, but that's it.
Yeah,
where for the most part on a ship you're being really well taken care of in your cabin, your suite, your balcony, wherever you are.
Yeah,
and you're getting to know the cabin attendant because they're around. Yeah, they're always kind of keeping an eye out, looking after you.
Yeah.
And that service level just does not exist on land.
No.
I know we sell loads of land-based holidays and we love land-based holidays, but the comparison.
Yeah.
And it's just that point of like, you know, because I think people sort of look at it and they go, okay, but well, I've got my flight and my thing. This is how much it's cost me versus this is how much on a cruise. And it's like, okay, but you're then going and then you're getting your drinks, you're getting your dinner, you're getting your, you know, you're paying for your entertainment, you're paying for, you know, all of that is then within the price for a cruise. And for me, with Princess, so we've got three different price points.
Yeah, because I want to chat to you about those and about your other offerings that you can add on. Let's do a little bit of that.
So you've got a Standard, Plus and Premier, and it's sort of that good, better, best, right?
Yeah.
So what's really good is it's about what's right for the guest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your standard fare will get you your room, get you all of your main dining, and you'll be able to sort of use the gym, use the pools, use the, you know, you can go and have your full cruise experience. If you then choose Plus, you get Wi-Fi. You get your gratuities, so that's sort of the tips for the crew are included. You get 15 drinks up to a $15 per drink limit.
And that's per day?
Per day, per day, 15 per day. Per person, 15 drinks per day, per person. Wow. So, you know, you'll be doing okay.
If you're worried about that, there's a different problem.
Exactly. And then you've got, you know, some of the casual dining and things like that included. And then we've got Princess Premier. Now, Princess Premier gives you Wi-Fi, but on like four devices. And then it does the drinks, but the drinks are up to a $20 limit. So the difference being, let's say, for instance, Prosecco versus champagne,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
Or there's some better quality wines and things like that, because it's just, it's a higher price point on the on the amount. And it actually has unlimited drinks on that one. You know, and then, but it also, the big difference also then is the specialty dining. So it's got unlimited specialty dining. So for me, the reason I book Premier for everybody is, one, I quite like a nice glass of wine. Now, to be fair, what you can do, if you go plus and you want one of the other nice glass of wine, you're only paying the difference.
Which is really great. Yeah.
So it's not like you have to, if something's $18, you don't pay $18, you'll only pay $3.
Okay.
So there is that option for people on going through. But for me, because I was going, I love the specialty dining, I love the, you know, the nicer wines and all the rest of it. So, and then I just don't need to worry about anything. And we made the most, particularly when you're on Sun Princess. I mean, there's so many restaurants to choose from, and we were in a different specialty restaurant every evening, so which was amazing. And then actually picking some of the casual dining for lunchtime during the day as well, to try and, you know, fill in as much as we could. You know,
try everything.
And it's just such a nice experience, because like, you're on board and you're just varying the experience. You know, you're just, you know, choosing different things.
Yeah.
With the Princess Premier, we've just updated it now that you also get Shore Experience. So you get credit for doing Shore Experience on that as well now. So, which is great. And, you know, the Princess Plus is £50 a day per person, and the Princess Premier is £75 per day. But when you look at that being your Wi-Fi and your drinks and your gratuities and your Shore Excursions and your specialty dining, I mean, the value in that is incredible.
Like, when you break it down, it becomes actually very affordable.
Yeah.
And the team are really good in the office, you know, in Click and Go Holidays. They're really good at explaining. So if you're coming on and you're wondering, well, what would suit me best? They really go through all of the details.
Yeah.
So you can, you can kind of get the breakdown of everything. And they've also got tons of experience now at this stage in terms of selling Princess. Like, we're one of the top sellers for Princess, which we're really proud of, really delighted. But it also means that the team become very familiar with the brand. They become very familiar with the fleet, the itineraries, the destinations, and the offering. You know, so it's all around just great.
Sounds brilliant. And what's one insider tip that you'd give to someone that's an absolute must when going on a Princess cruise?
If you're going on Sun Princess or Star Princess and you're going to treat yourself, I would go Sanctuary. Just, you will not regret it.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. And then I think if it's a point where, you know, the other piece I would sort of go, if you're it across, is thinking about that package piece that really does make a difference on the value of your holiday and what's right. So, as I say, for me, it was Premier, but have that look at what's available, think about what's right for you.
Yeah.
But I would sort of go, you know, definitely consider the package. You can buy it once you're on board, but it's actually better value to buy it before you go. And then you also know that's done and in.
And you've budgeted for it.
And then that works through.
And the app is also brilliant. Like, your tech is good. Like, we've touched on the medallion, but the app is just so user-friendly as well, which again just makes the whole experience whilst you're on board.
It does. And I think what's really good is making sure before you board is sort of getting your phone, getting the app, putting all your details into it so that, you know, you sort of get your... Then it means when you arrive at the terminal, the only thing you need to do is pick up your medallion, because you've done everything else, the passport and everything. It makes the onboarding really, really smooth.
That's a great tip.
So that really helps. And it just gives you a chance. You can also start to have a look at sort of, where are we going and what are we doing? And you can start bookmarking the things that you're interested in. Now, once you get on board, you'll have even more information go on. But you can start to look at things and go through. And I think, you know, things like this podcast, things like, you know, going online, going on social, and like, my stepdaughter did like various YouTube sort of checking out things before she went. So she was like, oh yeah, no, I know how to do this and I know how to do that, you know.
Yeah.
But it's get on board, get yourself connected to the Wi-Fi, and it's really good quality Wi-Fi. And so then you're on that, you're on your app, and you can go and go through. And sometimes people worry, actually, just to, they go, when I go on holiday, I don't want to use my phone.
Yeah.
And that's fine. The medallion is not, doesn't yeah. need
oh,
the
great.
App to work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So you will still have all of the things. It's just you can do more with the app.
Okay.
So I can order room service.
Okay.
I can, if I'm by the pool and I fancy some food or drink being brought to me, I can just order it on the app. And because you're wearing a medallion, they know exactly where you are and
that's,
they can bring it right to
cool.
you. And also with the app, so rather than wasting your holiday queuing up at guest services if you've got a question, there's a crew chat on the app.
Oh, cool.
And so you just pop a question in there and it just gets sorted. So, you know,
wow.
it's, yeah, it's just brilliant.
Well, the technology
wow.
sounds
yeah.
phenomenal.
Technology is
brilliant.
Great. Just to kind of pull in some of the other destinations.
Yes.
I know we spoke about Japan and we spoke
yeah.
about Alaska and we spoke about Panama. But for Click & Go Holidays,
yeah.
the Med, for the Irish consumer across all of the industry,
yes.
it's
yeah.
the Med.
Yeah.
And then the Caribbean.
Yes.
And it's great to see Asia coming up. Like that is
yeah.
that is
yeah.
so,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
so different. And it allows us then for consumers who've bought or tried something in the Med to kind of start experiencing something different and
yes.
start looking at, you know, I think sometimes people don't realize how easy it is to do Asia by cruise,
yeah.
how easy it is to do Japan, how easy it is to do countless other destinations. Because
yes.
you named off 330
yeah,
destinations.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's endless. The choice is endless. Yeah. What are we going to do, Etna, to get more people to buy cruises?
Oh, you know, it's that point of going, talking about it more
yeah.
and
yeah.
sharing that experience. And I keep saying to people of that point of, you know, making sure that we get the right people on the right cruise, because if you're
yeah.
on the right cruise, you're going to have the right experience. And
yeah.
then you're going to come back and go, oh my gosh, I loved it and it was amazing.
Yeah.
And I say to people, because sometimes people sort of do the whole, oh, I don't cruise. And I say, well, that's a bit like sort of going, I don't go to restaurants, right? I mean, if you go to McDonald's, but you were like the Ritz, well, you're not going to like McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
So, and I'm purposely doing
Dude,
extremes
so, yeah,
there,
yeah.
right? But it's that point of sort of going, make sure you're picking the right brand and the right destination for what you're looking for. And actually, and who you're traveling with.
Yeah.
Really, really important. Because then I think people come back and are talking positively about
yeah.
it and positively about the experience. Rather than sort of, you know, I think sometimes people go and they sort of, they look for a deal and they sort of go out, but it's not the right experience
yeah.
for them. And
yeah.
then they get put off cruise
yeah.
and then they never want to cruise again. And that's the danger piece, because they're just not in the right brand for them. So I would sort of, you know, do that. And then I think it is more of the sort of the type of thing that you're doing, Paul, as well, of getting this message out there.
Yeah.
Doing, you
yeah.
know, you do so much great social coverage and,
yeah.
you know, the video content. You
yeah.
were saying, you know, that's
yeah.
got some of your family also getting
yeah.
out and going cruising. And then, you know, we also do things like, so our Love Line premium liquors and non-alcoholic drinks, which have personalities that sort of end up doing the piece. So,
oh, I've seen that.
So
yes,
you've
yes,
got like
yes.
Matthew and Camilla McConaughey, who have got their amazing Pantalones tequila. And because of that relationship that we have with them was why they ended up then becoming godparents for
oh,
Star
brilliant.
Princess.
Ah,
right, okay.
I didn't realize.
And then, you know, you've Shreve Leiber and he's got his Sláinte Irish whiskey. We've got Kylie Minogue and the non-alcoholic, her non-alcoholic
yeah.
Prosecco. There's a number of different talent
yeah.
and in celebrities that we've got. And I think what's nice with that is it brings a little bit of fun, but it also is in a point where it's in places where maybe cruise isn't talked about and,
yeah.
and
yeah.
starts
yeah,
to
yeah.
just, because I think otherwise it's that point where we're talking to the same people who love cruise, and we've
yeah.
got a lot of people who absolutely love cruising or
yeah.
watch the cruising programs
yeah.
and watch all the information. But how do we start talking
yeah.
about it in places where
yeah.
that isn't
yeah.
the norm?
Because for me,
you know,
like when we look at Ireland way under indexes. So there's out of yes. all the holidays we
yes.
take, we should be taking three times more cruise holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of the
yeah.
Republic of Ireland.
Yeah.
Out of the north of Ireland, it's quite different. Out of the UK, it's quite different.
Different.
It cruise relative to the population is
yeah.
about the right percentage. Here, it's about a third of what it
yeah.
should be.
Wow.
So, you know, we've got to convince all those people who are missing out. And I
yeah.
think there's tons of people
yeah.
missing
yes,
out.
Absolutely.
And we've got to get them in. And I would be saying to them, get into your travel agent. Ideally, contact us and click and go. But get into your travel agent, because I think your travel agent is going to be able to pull it all together for you and help you interpret all of the different brands.
Yes.
And exactly to your point, find the one that works for you.
Yeah, very
but
important.
If you want to get the best content, get onto our website. Because Kathleen, who was on Star Princess, just absolutely hoovered up all of the great visuals. And then it makes it. It brings it to life.
Yes.
And that's what we like, and that's what we're good at in terms of bringing it to life and getting people excited.
Yeah, and then you can picture yourself on board as well, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing all that information. And thank you, Paul, as well.
Not at all.
And if you'd like to follow us on our social media, we're on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And we've also got a YouTube channel, so you feel free to subscribe there.
Please do.
Yep. Thank you so much again, and thank you for joining us.
Edna, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very
much. Great to have you here today.
Chatting about
all things princess.
Yeah, great. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for organizing all that.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.